Dr. Gizas, what is a total solar eclipse, and how do these kinds of things happen?
Well, from our point of view on Earth, if you are in the path of a total solar eclipse, what you'll see is the moon will pass directly in front of the sun and block its light for a few minutes. And so it will become dark like night. You will be able to see some faint gas maybe that surrounds the sun called the corona, but it only lasts a couple minutes. What's really happening is that when the moon passes directly between the Earth and sun, it has a shadow. And so the shadow is falling on Earth, and of course that makes it turn dark. But it's a fairly rare event for any given location on the Earth.
So it is a fairly rare event, as you just said, and it seems like there's a lot of hype about this particular one happening in August.
Yeah, because it's been quite rare for the total solar eclipses to be seen in the mainland of the U.S. I remember when I was a kid, it happened in 1979, and so they were saying that it was going to be many years until there was another total solar eclipse in the U.S., and so now all these years later, it's finally happening. So, you know, people will be able to see it without traveling a lot. Now, if you're into eclipses, of course, it happens somewhere on Earth several times a year usually. And so if you don't mind flying somewhere, you know, possibly on a plane over an ocean someplace, then you can see an eclipse if you're determined enough. But this will be, you know, accessible to millions of Americans who will just be able to step outside and see it.
So eclipses do happen several times a year, but the odds of an eclipse happening where you live or near where you live can be pretty low.
Yeah, so it turns out that the shadow, to get everything lined up perfectly so that you get a total solar eclipse, is only about 50 to 100 miles wide. So even though it traces out a long arc that maybe is 1,000 miles wide or more, you know, you have to be just in the right place.
And what will we be able to see from Delaware?
Now, many more people will see a partial solar eclipse. So here in Delaware, you know, the moon will cover 80% of the sun, which is a lot, but it's not going to make the really dramatic thing where, you know, day turns to night and getting the real total solar eclipse. And everyone always wants us to remind the public that you should never look at the sun directly during a partial solar eclipse or not an eclipse at all, unless you have, you know, very special glasses, not regular sunglasses, but what are called eclipse glasses that are very thick. They're kind of like welder's glasses, and they let hardly any light through, because otherwise it's very dangerous and you can burn out your retina. So that'll be the main effect. The other thing that you can do is you can make a pinhole camera. And so if you make a hole in a piece of paper or something, the image of the sun will pass through the pinhole, and you'll be able to see that the moon is blocking part of it. And you can get instructions of how to make one online.
I might need to look into that. I'm also already looking into getting some glasses.
Yeah. You want to order them now, because they may be running short. But, of course, because of the eclipse and, you know, we've known it's coming, a lot of them have been made and a lot of companies have been distributing them.
And so even though this kind of eclipse is particularly rare, we've seen a few different kinds of eclipses over the last few decades or so. Do you personally have any stories about going to see an eclipse?
Well, I went to the 1991 total solar eclipse, partly because I was working in New Mexico at the National Solar Observatory. And at that time, the eclipse path first passed over Hawaii that year and then went into Mexico itself. So four of us jumped in a car, 20-year-olds not knowing what we're doing, and drove all the way through Mexico to the path of the eclipse, where we found a beach where everyone was set up to watch the eclipse, and people shared their telescopes, and it was a wonderful experience. It was certainly one of the most memorable things I've done in my life.
Yeah, and what was that like for you seeing that?
Oh, I was amazed how dramatic it really is. You know, I'd seen partial eclipses, and I've seen lunar eclipses where, you know, where the moon turns dark because it's in the Earth's shadow. And those are not as exciting as a total solar eclipse. And the total eclipse, it really became dark. It was really as if night suddenly came. It cooled off very rapidly. I mean, you realized how much we depend on the sun for warmth, during the daytime. And, you know, you could even feel the wind rising because of the temperature differences all of a sudden. It was really very dramatic. And, of course, you know, through the telescope, which was, you know, properly equipped, of course, you know, you could see all these things that you can see in pictures, which is, you know, that there's this sort of bright gas surrounding the sun called the corona.
I am curious if there's any sort of, like, rising seas and climate change here on our Earth, would that eventually affect our ability to see an eclipse?
I don't think the climate change would affect that. However, the moon is gradually getting further away from the sun, so over the course of thousands of years, the eclipses gradually get shorter. And so someday in the very, very distant future, there won't be total solar eclipses anymore because the moon will be further away and it will look smaller. It won't be big enough to block the sun. But none of us will. None of us have to worry about that.
And so eclipses gradually get shorter. How short is this one, and how does that compare to past eclipses?
This one, the total solar eclipse, depending on where you are, is sort of 1 or 2 minutes. And exactly how long they are depend on, you know, the details of the geometry and how fast the moon is going relative to the sun at that particular moment. And so the one I saw in Mexico was 7 minutes, which was, you know, sort of the longest of the century. I remember they were hyping it up as. But if you saw it in Hawaii, it was actually only 4 minutes long. And so whether it's 2 minutes long or 1 minute long depends on where you are in the U.S. for this particular eclipse. The partial eclipse lasts a long time. It takes a couple hours if you want to see, you know, just a little bit of the sun being blocked by the moon, like a little arc, then you're not quite so time sensitive.
But if you blink, you really could miss it, right?
Well, it's more than a blink, but yeah, absolutely. You know, a cloud might come at just the wrong moment, right? And then it will still turn dark, and things will happen. But, you know, I think that would be, you know, a little disappointing, you know, depending on how far you traveled.
That's true. And it really is weather dependent, right?
Well, absolutely. It's the same, you know, as seeing the sun, right? So if it's a foggy day and, you know, covered in rain, then, you know, it's not going to be that dramatic. You know, it'll still get dark and the moon will still block the sun, but it won't be quite the same experience, I don't think.
Gotcha. So on NASA's eclipse website, they say the last total solar eclipse viewed from a contiguous United States was on February 26th, 1979. And then after the August 2017 total solar eclipse, the next one in the United States will be October 14th, 2023, seen from Northern California to Florida. Then we'll have another one, April 8th, 2024, Texas to Maine. I think one of those might be a partial eclipse here, but I'm wondering if you have anything to say about, you know, the frequency of what we'll see, you know, after this year.
Yeah, the April 2024 is a very promising one, as you said, right? It starts in Mexico and comes up through Texas and through Maine. I talked with one of the other people at the University of Delaware, and it goes over his mother's house in Indiana. So this eclipse is sort of 50 miles away from his mother's house, and the next eclipse goes right over it. So they're very lucky. Overall, you know, the eclipses do have a kind of pattern to them, and every 18 years the cycle kind of repeats but move to a different part of the Earth due to the way that things time. So there can be, you know, periods of time where we get very few eclipses and then periods where we get more, but over time it all averages out. I read that NASA calculated that if you wanted to have the entire U.S., you know, experience an eclipse, then basically over 1,000 years every point sees an eclipse at, you know, at some point, right? But of course never all at once.
Gotcha. Gotta get out your calendars and mark down all the good dates. And what will you be doing on the day of the total solar eclipse?
Well, I'm going to be hoping for good weather, and I'm going to make a pinhole camera too, and then we'll see how it works out.